This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. You know, when you hear about the latest white-hot IPO with an initial share price that breaks through the stratosphere, you know, Facebook and its possibilities come to mind, it's hard not to think, why couldn't have I been an early investor in that startup?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Senator Scott Brown is one lawmaker of several who's wondered the same. And here to tell us more is WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nikisch. Hey there, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna.
So Senator Brown says he has a plan to change the way startups are funded. How?
Well, you alluded to it there that, you know, he's not the only one. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed one of these bills. They're called crowdfunding bills back in November. The day before it passed, that's when Senator Brown filed a similar bill in the Senate. So it's not his invention, but he's really been pushing hard for it. Here's what he had to say today.
This is something that is a great opportunity to think outside the box and modernize and provide additional opportunities for investment job creation.
And basically what crowdfunding does is allow a small business or a startup to raise a little bit of money from a lot of people, maybe $1,000 per person, but maybe 100 people. Mm-hmm. So you raise $100,000, but not all in one big chunk.
Okay, so this kind of sounds a little familiar. Maybe something like, I guess, Kickstarter that's already out there. People put a great idea online and they say, hey, give me $5 to help me make this thing a reality. How does this differ from something like Kickstarter?
The difference is that you're actually a part owner of this company. I mean, Kickstarter, for anybody who doesn't know, you know, most of those donations are for design and music and arts-related stuff. I mean, Kickstarter is amazing when you think about the fact that it's actually on track to raise as much money for these arts projects this year that people put online as the National Endowment for the Arts is going to give away this year. So this is like a really powerful tool. The difference is that under these crowdfunding bills, you're not donating to a small company or a startup to get it rolling. You're actually buying shares in that company. You're an investor.
Okay. So the status quo in business says that right now, only accredited or sophisticated investors are the ones allowed to make these initial investments. They have the risk tolerance. They've also got access to the information to make informed choices about who's worthy of investment. So how would individual investors be able to, say, come by that same information?
Well, that's something that Senator Brown's bill tries to address, that the House version actually doesn't include, at least in this incarnation. And that's that he's requiring intermediaries to act as a sort of clearinghouse for crowdfunded investments. The idea is, you know, the same way that eBay matches buyers and sellers and gives them reputation points and really tries to, you know, cut down on fraud or potential fraud, Senator Brown envisions that these regulator-approved intermediaries would vet business ideas before they can actually go to individuals and try to raise money.
Okay. You mentioned fraud. I do wonder how much of a risk that is. How would individual investors be protected from fraud?
Yeah, well, there's a balancing act actually in these bills because, you know, they're trying to figure out how to do that. You know, what you don't want is somebody to say, okay, I want to start a plumbing business. I want to raise money so I can buy all these tools. And then they just go to Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. And then they say, well, no orders came in. The business just went out of business. Tough luck, right? So you have to sort of put in protections that let investors go after the companies if they didn't, you know, make a good faith effort to try to use that investment wisely. On the other hand, you don't want to put in too much protection. That's what Harvard Business School professor Bill Salmon says.
Trying to protect people against fraud can become so onerous that no activity takes place. Trying to limit the risk to which investors are exposed can drive out all investment.
And Salmon's point is that, you know, there need to be failures for there also to be the possibility of successes. And he says, you know, that's Congress's problem right now, is trying to find the line between failure and fraud.
Okay. Kurt, I wonder, there's evidence out there. I've read a study from Harvard Business School that says something like 40% of all startups tank, okay? So they're not very successful. Now, that's a risk that typical VCs and angel investors can absorb. But if other investors enter the marketplace, I mean, how do they respond to this? Do they see it as a threat to their early investor advantage?
Yeah, so they don't, because a lot of those VCs and angel investors, when they invest in something, they want a big return. And they're also going to like really work with these companies to try to get them going, help them link up with the right people, help them find customers, help them find you know, the right people to really get their company going. And so there are a lot of maybe little perfectly good business ideas that angel investors and VCs just don't want to bother with. They don't feel like they're going to make enough money to make it really worth their time and money. So so the door is kind of open for crowdfunding tools to come and invest companies that VCs and angel investors aren't really that interested in, and banks either, because they don't know this stuff, so mm-hmm. they don't want to fund that either.
And finally, why do you think Senator Brown's taking such an active role in this?
Well, jobs are obviously the big election issue. He's been and he's been all about reducing regulations to make it easier for businesses to grow. And right now there is federal law that, you know, keeps anybody sophisticated investor from investing in companies. So this actually does make it easier for people to invest in companies. It lowers regulation. But it's obviously a great fit for him politically here in Massachusetts because, you know, the tech sector here in Massachusetts is a real hotbed for this activity. So it's a good fit.
Kurt Nikisch is WBUR's business and technology reporter. He's going to have much more on this on Morning Edition tomorrow. Thanks so much, Kurt.
My pleasure.